when something beyond reason happens, it turns skeptics into believers.
It's Manson Mitchell on the weekend with Gary Manson, Suzanne Mitchell. A double shot of good conversation with great guests to power up your day. Manson Mitchell, you're on the air.
One more hour we are. That's right. Manson Mitchell here to serve you some interesting conversational fare for a Saturday. Hi, everybody. I'm Gary Mance.
I'm Suzanne Mitchell.
Mike Roberge is at the board, keeping us on an even keel audio-wise. As this hour, we welcome our friend Mickey Jacobs back. She is a fine intuitive teacher. She's a wonderful medium. And when she's in the mood, and I think she is today, she's willing to take a few phone calls to help some people out who choose to give us a call at 425-373-5527. Or you can call us toll free this weekend at 1-888-298-5569. And as this hour progresses, we will provide the opportunity for you to call up and connect with Mickey Jacobs and find out what's going on deep in the recesses of your life.
But first, let's bring Mickey on. Mickey Jacobs was born in Israel and received a typical Jewish upbringing. She came to the U.S. in 1987, and since that time has concluded that religion leaves a lot of unanswered spiritual questions, such as our life purpose, life after death, the nature of the spirit world, and the concept of reincarnation. She did not recognize her ability to connect with departed souls until she was in her early 30s. Eventually, Mickey realized that we all have the capability to discover this power, sharpen it, and use it to help others. Today, Mickey considers herself to be on a mission of helping people with their spiritual growth, teaching them about their support team in the spirit world and the continuation of the soul beyond death. On the telephone from California today is Mickey Jacobs. Welcome to Manson Mitchell, Mickey. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm very well. What a lovely introduction. Thank you.
We try to do our best.
Aww.
Great to have you on the show with us, Mickey. And I note here right at the outset that, yes, you're in Los Angeles as you talk to us today, but you're a traveling Mickey Jacobs. You've got some big doings planned, and you're going to be seeing much of the West, even into the Midwest and Chicago before long. What's up with that? Somebody does a great job of promoting you.
That's my better half, Clayton. Yeah, I'm kind of trying to spread the team concept, if you will, our spirit guides and guardian angel. I found it kind of super important. So I'm traveling around the country, and I will be in Israel in August and try to present a couple of events there. And yeah, it's spreading out. So I'm pretty pleased about that, Gary. Thank you.
Now you're going to do these workshops in L.A., but also in Chicago, up in New Age country, Sonoma, California, and I think you've recently added Fort Collins, Colorado.
Yes, I did. We just added Colorado, and we have New Jersey coming up as well, and so I'm really excited. I mean, people kind of getting to understand the concept of our magnificent helpers in the spirit world, and of course, the more I realize that I can spread that around, the more I'm looking for a bigger platform, if you will, which, of course, the purpose of interviews and events and such. So I'm a busy girl.
Mickey, I was very interested in the topic that we're going to cover today because it's all about your spirit guides and angels. And I said to Gary, we've often talked about, you know, on the other side, we have our departed loved ones, our spirit guides and our angels. And we know who our departed loved ones are. I mean, those are the people that we lived with, that we love, that were here in the physical with us. But I thought a good place to start the conversation today is for you to distinguish a little bit between our spirit guides and our angels. What's the difference between those two?
Sure. First, I kind of came with the word team because over the years, because I find out that it's easier for me to just tell people, I'm going to connect you to your team. And the word kind of catched on. It's easier to refer to the team because indeed that's what they are. The lovely concept about it, Suzanne, is that we each have our own team, which include spirit guide, guardian angel, and an assigned archangel. So we each have our own team as to the amount of members. Some of us have one or two spirit guides. Usually we have guardian angels since it's plenty of protection, and we have one archangel. The difference between the members of the team, if you will, is that spirit guides tend to provide me with more day-to-day advice about the client or the person life. They help us with finance and relationship and kids and loved one, and more of the planet Earth lessons that the soul came here to grow, to overcome. Guardian angels have one purpose, and one purpose only, is to make sure we do not die before our time, which is kind of a fascinating concept by itself, because of course, when we die, how we die to the precise cause is pre-designed by the soul. I like to add that and say to people, that does not mean there are no accidents. If we are reckless and silly, we're gonna die. But the guardian angel usually scan the body for me. They help me with medical intuitive, without getting into too many phrases, but they make sure we are healthy, the body is healthy, make sure we're not reckless and any risky behavior, whether it is emotionally or mentally or physically. So they're quite important to our life. Archangels, which are higher in awareness than the guardian angels, of course, they all belong to the angelic kingdom, which is a realm in the spirit world. They're beautiful beings, the angels, that is. Angels were not human, meaning spirit guides are human souls. They incarnate into planet Earth over and over again, accumulated enough wisdom, pay back all the karma, meaning their balance in their energy as to negative karma, to become a spirit guide, a teacher in the spirit world. Angels were never human, meaning they did not incarnate into planet Earth. They're just different light beings. So archangels tend to help us on an incarnation on planet Earth with emotions. I found out that the archangel help us with any emotions, negative ones, that we were unable to overcome other lives, such as anger and jealousy and destruction. And those are negative emotions that are standing in the way of the soul growth. So the lovely concept about the team is that it's perfectly designed that each one of them help us in a different kind of area of our lives. Of course, throughout an incarnation, we have in and out coming towards us other beings. So those, of course, not the only one that protect us, loved one, friends and family. But basically, those are the team, and that's what I teach people, who they are, how to connect to them, the sign, how to ask for the help and such. So that's basically what the team concept is.
Mickey, and thanks for that explanation. We'll be picking that apart here because there's so much to learn. People should know that if they go to your website, mickeyjacobs.com, and Mickey is M-I-K-I, mickeyjacobs.com, they can enjoy some wonderful video. I was looking at some of it just this morning, and it also shows up on YouTube as well. And you like to call that angel chat, and you have a lot of things. It's topical, which I think is a great way to approach it because you chunk it down for people. It becomes rather bite-sized, and that's good. I was looking at the one this morning having to do with incarnation, and I was fascinated, Mickey, and of course, in talking to various spiritualist mediums and ministers, I get much the same thing, but I wanted to have you share with our listeners the idea behind incarnation, which you talk about in your video. Why would people take on a body when we're doing perfectly fine in the spirit? spirit world, and it's we operate at a much higher frequency and vibration there. I understand that harmony is easier to come by. There's an atmosphere of love that can be almost overpowering over there. Why would we give all that up to come down here and take on the density of a physical body?
In order to understand the answer, listeners, as well as you, of course, need to be open to the concept that the answer that I'm presenting here are from the perspective of the soul. Because, of course, if the mind think about that, what you just said, that is unheard of course. Why would we come in here, this harsh planet, when it's so great and it is lovely in the spirit world? However, from the perspective of our soul, which is the spark of the Creator, which why the phrase, we are all one, we are God's children, God not as a religious figure, but as energy. We are all one. So the soul, S-O-L-E, purpose of our souls, is to project or express more of the Creator. So planet Earth, being such a harsh, dense planet, as well as the complexity of the physical body, create a wonderful school-like for the soul. So the soul needs to grow. We need to grow. We need to express, become more like the Creator. So we arrive to planet Earth in something that called incarnation. Will take us a long time to plan an incarnation alongside our spirit guides, which consider themselves to be our eternal teacher. And we come into the physical body, or rather a small percentage of the soul, that we call it the higher self, incarnate into a physical body. A lot of people ask me, Mickey, why a little percentage of the soul incarnate into a physical body? Because we are powerful beings, and the whole soul energy cannot possibly incarnate into the body. It will shortcut it like electricity. So we have a small percentage of the soul incarnate into a body and go through various experiences, challenges, loss, grief, marriage, happy, joy, illnesses, everything and anything, in order for the soul to exit planet Earth in a higher awareness. So that is the concept of an incarnation in a nutshell, of course. It's a fascinating concept, because that is why I am, you know, around the country, and I tell people in my event, look at your life from the perspective of your soul, because we chose to be here. No matter how difficult it is, there is no God that forced us to come here, nor there is a God that forced us to leave. It is us that chose to come in here, because we are brave, multidimensional beings that are completely different of what we think of us to be, which is the personality, the mind, the ego, if you will. So to look at incarnation from the perspective of the soul would open new views for you in your life, because then you start looking at your challenges, whatever they might be, as an opportunity for your soul to grow.
I love that way you have of explaining things. It just makes sense when you say it, even if it doesn't when I'm running the thoughts through my head separately and apart from our discussions. I like it when you talk about it. This idea is fascinating to me, and I've only heard it from one other person who happened to be a spiritualist minister, and that was this idea that a part of our soul incarnates, otherwise it would be too much, or that this little piece is enough for the purpose intended and contracted for on the other side before we come down here and take birth again.
Yes.
And this presumes reincarnation, but that seems to be the way it works in the minds of many people who do what you do. So if we have that going on for purposes of an incarnation, are we living multidimensional lives? Like part of us is up there. For example, Mickey, if I am down here having this life now, and I think I am, I don't think this is just a dream, I'm having this experience, right, in this body, and if part of me is still over there on the other side in another dimension of life, and there's somebody from three or four lifetimes ago there who may also be down here on Earth consulting a medium to talk about their mom or dad or sister or brother or lover, husband, wife, whatever, Am I over there on the other side communicating with that person about the details pertinent to an entirely different incarnation, even as I'm living this life now?
Yes. So that's how it works. So open your mind again so you'll be kind of understanding the concept. The way it works is that, let's say, 10% of the overall soul energy of Mickey is in the body at the moment. The other 90% is in the spirit world. Our spiritual task, the main spiritual task, beside growing, obviously, is to align our 10% that's in the body with the rest of the 90% of the soul in the spirit world. It's calling aligning ourselves with our soul. The way I look at human being, there is a tube or a tunnel, that's the best I can describe it, that is up from the crown chakra, from the top of the head, up high to the spirit world, high to the spirit world. Now, the more work you do, spiritually speaking, through meditation, through applying spiritual concepts, to becoming a good, decent human being, which is the core concept, of course, you clear up that tube. And what's happened then? You align your higher self, the percentage of the soul in the body, with the overall soul. Once that tube is clear, that is when everyone can do what I do. Which is why, as you can recall what Suzanne was reading, I did not born a medium. I was in the army and the religion, but I clear up the tube. So for the most part now, most part, still human being, obviously, lives here. For the most part, I'm aligning the higher self with the energy of the soul in the spirit world. And that is where I get my information. So I get guidance from my soul in the spirit world. I get guidance from my team, which enter through that channel, tube, through my conscious field, through my physical mind. That's why I teach people, it is up to us to clear that tube, to trust the guidance, to understand the concept. So that's called aligning ourselves with our soul. Also, the job, if you will, of our soul in the spirit world while we are here on planet Earth is to navigate experiences. Most of the main event in an incarnation is indeed set by our soul before arriving to the body. Where we born, I born in Israel to certain family. I will, you know, married ex-husband. Now there's Clayton and I'm this and that's my soul purpose. Everything and anything the soul organized in order to achieve certain amount of growth. But in a course of an incarnation, our soul in the spirit world, with the help of the team, being, wise being, navigate towards us more experiences, more potential soulmates, meaning soul contracts with other soul, potential opportunity, guidance, support. So that is why it is important, if I have to sum it up in one word, to grow spiritually. Do you understand it, Gary?
Well, as best I can in the course of an hour talking about this on the radio, it's so much to sit with and so much to contemplate, Mickey.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. I'm glad you're bringing this to the surface because it challenges my preconceptions, and I'll bet that's going on with many people listening to the show this hour.
I try to be simple in my teaching, not that I have too much choice with my English. But I try to stay simple so people understand. Sometimes it sounds too simple to people, and they say, wow, Mickey, that sounds like a sci-fi movie or something. It is simple. Spirituality has great simplicity to it. There is great amount of simple. The Creator create simple programs such as incarnation and karma. And everything is really simple. Everything is in its right place. We just have to open our mind, understand the concept, and obviously go by them. But it is simple, Gary. It is. It's wonderful.
We are getting our mind open this hour by Mickey Jacobs. We're going to take a brief break right now. When we come back, more mind-expanding information. Stay with us through this break on Manson Mitchell. You're listening to Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Terry Loving of LovingVisions.com. You've heard that the current social media tools available like Facebook and Twitter can be hugely effective at increasing the number of visitors to your site and drive success to your business. They are just the tip of the iceberg. Contact me and we can create an internet marketing plan step by step to make your website your best, most effective employee 24 hours a day. Call 206-200-0914 or visit LovingVisions.com.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to In Clover, makers of Connectin, Optigest, and Glow, we cover the world of animals. This week, March 10th, Teresa and Lisa from BioClean join us in the studio, and we're in for a real education. We'll hear more about their amazing cleanup business, of course, but mostly we'll learn all about hoarding and specifically animal hoarding. Find out how incredibly prevalent the problem is, how to recognize the signs, and how to help. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Today, companies know what's good for the environment is good for business. That's why savvy companies are joining the Environmental Protection Agency's Performance Track. Performance Track companies are committed to making big changes for the environment. Here's Maria Alva with the details.
I'm at one of the largest computer component manufacturers in the country. Lance, what have you done here?
Well, we've adopted a comprehensive energy policy that's addressing lighting and other facility controls. And all told, we cut our energy use by 5% and our energy bill.
I'm now at a large semiconductor facility with manager Tom Brown. Tom, they say you lost a lot of weight.
4,000 tons. We improved our recycling and reduced non-hazardous waste by 46%. Our employees are very proud and our CFO very happy.
It pays to protect the environment.
Learn how your company can green the environment and your bottom line at epa.gov/performance-track. That's epa.gov/performance-track.
Conscious living for conscious people. Alternative Talk 1150.
Manson Mitchell for a Saturday. We're here talking with Mickey Jacobs. And yes, she embodies some California soul about 10% at a time, from what I understand. And we're talking about how to work with your team. Let us be a part of your team this hour. We welcome your phone calls because Mickey has graciously consented to take a few phone calls and to consult with you. I'm going to give the numbers, and then I want to talk to Mickey about what it is she needs from you as you call in, what you need to provide her with. It may not be the month, day, year of your birth and the place like we do with astrologers, for example, but she may need something from you, so listen up. First, the numbers. And this is from anywhere, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or call us toll-free today at 1-888-298-5569. And we will hook you up with Mickey Jacobs. Mickey, before we get into the idea of working with your team, because I definitely want to take that up with you, when people call in for a phone consultation, even a mini reading like this, so they can have a little taste of what you have to offer, what is it that you need from them in order to give them a good reading?
Nothing.
Okay, well, we wrap that up. As long as they can dial, they've got it made.
Nothing much. I mean, they can have a specific topic, but usually if it's a guardian angel that need, they kind of push through. So let's see what comes through to the callers. It's nothing specific that they can just say a topic, whether, you know. So let's just go with the flow.
You know, Mickey, in the United States, in our brief history of a couple hundred, 300 years, we do have this sense about being independent. My success is up to me, my hard work, my effort, my success. And you talk about this concept of the team. And I think that that doesn't always resonate. People have a tendency here to feel alone and that it's all on their shoulders. So it's interesting to me that you say there is a whole team of people who are on the other side helping you try to get through this incarnation. I think that would be a surprise to a lot of people here. Do you come across that when you're doing your workshops or talking with people? Are they surprised that there are a lot of people on the other side who are here to help them?
Yes, Suzanne, surprised and excited, which precisely why 2013 I lifted up a notch when it's come to reaching a bigger platform of people, because they're there. And that is one of my frustration, not in a bad way, meaning people come to me and they sad and grief. I mean, it's hard. It's tough time at human species at the moment. And they come in with an entourage of spirits. And that's why I'm desperate, if you will, to teach people how wonderfully not alone they are, which why I call my tour, We Are Never Alone. The thing is to understand, though, Suzanne, is that they're bound by universal law of free will. They do not and will not do the work for us. That's not what they designed for. There is also the concept of walking to the door, as I call it. We have to do the legwork. If we do not do the legwork, if we do not signal them that we are ready, whether it is finding a job, you cannot possibly send one more resume. It's common sense. You don't need a reading for that. A lot of people come to me and they say, Mickey, I want to meet someone. Well, you have to put yourself out there. When we signal the team that we are ready, because many years I wasn't ready for certain changes, then they couldn't do anything, Suzanne. They're there, they support, they protect us as much as possible. But when I was ready, when I was willing to actually call myself a medium, because for many years I did not trust the voice, and I didn't call myself a medium. So they were there, they were supporting me, I was completely continued to be a businesswoman. Once I call myself a medium, once I signal them, I will trust you. I got business card. I put my name in it. I opened a business. I mean, it wasn't a full-time job like now it is, because things take time, of course. Magic happened. Doors open. And you can apply that example to everything. So, yes, we have team. Yes, they're there, of course, but they're not here. We are. And remember when I was talking to Gary earlier, when I told you guys, we are here to grow. So they're not going to touch us and do some magic growth without the work. But that's why it's a combination, a partnership, if you will, which why I call it a team. Once we are ready, once we are able, once we are showing them that we mean business, when it's come to grow, that's when magic happens. And it's up to us to trust that magic, to accept it, to understand it, which why it's important to become a spiritual human being. And that's when doors open for us. Life is easier. A lot of people tell me, they talk to you all the time? Do you not have any challenges? Of course not. I am the same as everyone else. I have challenges and I have weaknesses that my soul is supposed to overcome, but I am aware of them now. I trust of the concept. I call on them. I observe where the sign, where the support is, and in a way, life is easier.
Well, very good. Mickey, there are some callers to our show who would like to connect with you.
Okay.
We're going to have another break in about 8 minutes or so. So I'd like to get at least the first two in. So maybe like 3 to 4 minutes per person.
Okay.
And the first caller we have today is Diane from Redmond. Diane is a familiar name from Redmond. You're a regular listener to our show. Are you not, Diane?
Yes, I am.
Aww. Well, good. And thank you for calling today. Meet Mickey Jacobs. Do you have a specific question for her?
Well, I have a really quick question. My mother passed away on November the 9th and didn't leave a will. And she was a very difficult person. And she was just wasn't willing to do that for my brother and I. Now, my brother has stepped in and is trying to discredit me. And he's just been awful, and I am just astounded, and I just don't know where to turn. I've had to hire an attorney, and I'm just at a loss. I know it's a huge question for somebody, but I just wonder if my mother is aware of this and if she is happy about it.
Let me try to squeeze it in here. You know that mom, Diane, super regretful. Apparently a lot of her motherhood skill or what she did when you grew up mimicked from her own home. Do you know if she had tough childhood herself?
Did I know what?
If she had a tough childhood herself.
Yeah.
She mimicked. She's super regretful, apologetic. Apparently, she did not hug you enough or use the word love enough.
No, she was not. She was not a good mother at
yeah.
all.
And your spirit guide, Diane, which is a male energy spirit guide. We didn't talk about the energy, but the appeal masculine spirit guide. Ask you not to feed into the drama with your brother. Do you feed into the drama? Can you distance yourself a bit?
Distance myself?
Yes.
Yes, that's exactly what I've done.
Good for you, dear. So distance from drama. Be careful, Diane, because if you do ego against ego with your brother, you're going to lose. So distance yourself a little bit, and he's asking you to lower your expectation. Are you want to make sure you get enough money or enough material?
My brother was gone for 20 years, and I was here in the trenches taking care of my mother, and all of a sudden he waltzes in, and he has an exaggerated sense of entitlement, and I'm not a greedy person by any stretch of the imagination, but I just feel that it should be done fair and equitably.
That's right, honey, but it's planet Earth, and sometimes things don't done fairly. All your spirit guide is concerned about you. Apparently taking a toll on your energy. So relax a little bit, become more spiritual, if you will, kind of distance yourself from him, do not fight or get into any drama, and expect a little bit more. Yes, in a perfect world, of course, he show up after 20 years and he want more than you. Sure, but for the sake of your energy, which apparently taking a toll on, or else he wouldn't be so passionate about that, relax a little bit.
Yeah.
So if he want 10, give him 8, just for the sake of example. Do you understand?
Yeah, as much as I could hear, I do understand what you mean. I always think taking the high road is the best strategy for anything, and which I have done. I'm not a scrapper, and I don't want to get on that level at all.
I
really appreciate your input. Thank you so much for your help.
My pleasure, Diane.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Diane, I want to thank you, Diane, for the call, if you're still listening. I think she hung up. But if you're listening, Diane, I applaud your powers of articulation.
Yes.
True, Susanna.
Yeah,
I just,
excellent
I
call.
Heard her explain her side, and I was empathizing, not just sympathizing with her current dilemma, but empathizing as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, for everybody's benefit, including my own, as I speak these words, Diane, I wanted you to hear this as well. Mickey, it seems to me that when people take the high road, they're on their spiritual path. Yes, I agree. But I also am a little bit wary, I guess that's the best word. I'm wary on behalf of some people who say that they will persist in taking the high road when being on that road occasionally can be seen to work against you. Because if you're taking the high road, and feel free to disagree, Mickey, but if you're on the high road, if you're ethical and the other person sees that there are ethical boundaries and they don't feel bound by those boundaries, they can use your own good nature and sense of fairness against you, it seems to me.
Gay spirituality does not mean stupid. Meaning you always say what you want. You say it once or twice, whether it is your partner, sibling, parents, friend, or anyone on earth. You say what you have to say once or twice. You express your feeling, and then you back off. You have to beware from draining people or ego people, meaning when the personality is too much. Her spirit guide does not want Diane, if we take that example, to go with her head against the wall. People sometimes come to me and they fight in court for years, and they open illness because there is so much the physical body can take with a low energy. So you back off. You express what you did. You take all you can. You trust that your team will help you. But sometimes you back off. Back off does not mean people step all over you. You just, that's what I mean by spirituality. You kind of have to rise up a little bit, rise above the drama a little bit, even if you think that things were unfair to you. It's just the way. It's a very negative planet at the moment. Yes, there is a lot of healers and teachers such as myself, but as a human race, we're going to no good. So everyone is coming up with negativity and fight, and that's what her guide meant by distance yourself a little bit. If you keep telling yourself it's not fair, it's not fair, I was here and he just came after 20 years, it will affect and take a toll on her well-being. Do you,
Mickey,
did I answer
yeah,
your
I
question?
I hear you saying back off as not feeding negative energy.
Absolutely.
And you, I think that's really what you're talking about, is backing off doesn't mean being stepped on, but it means don't get into the drama of something.
Absolutely. Backing off is also allow others to take your opinion, don't take your opinion. I mean, we kind of on a short time here, but there's a lot of things into the back off, which is a little bit harsh of a phrase, and I'm happy you cleared it up. Back off means you say what you say, and you back off. Remember, we're not alone. We have super helpful beings that help us, and you surrender. That's what he was trying to tell her. Surrender. If she realized her brother not going anywhere and it's affecting her, she need to back off.
Right. We're coming up on another break, but I would like to get one more caller in. We'll take our break a little bit late this time. Let us have you talk to Angela from Issaquah. Angela, say hello to Mickey Jacobs, and do you have a quick question for her?
Are you talking to me?
Hi, Angela.
If you're Angela.
Yes, it's me.
Taxi
Thank
driver.
You.
Great movie.
And I'm calling to find, I consider myself on the spiritual path. I'm looking for my helper guide. To how will I be able to contact them?
Yes. I'm not sure you hear me good. I hear you very weakly, but I've heard the question. Angela, I got your spirit guide here, and you needed to dedicate more sessions with them. When I ask him, what does he mean by that? Apparently, you're not consistent with your meditation. Is that true?
Yes.
Well, you need to do it a little bit more session. Write it down, honey, because he's using the phrase session, like Monday, Tuesday, where it's need, and then trust it. You also give your meditations too many rules. You took the simplicity out of it, as if you think it's got to be a certain time and a certain way. Just quiet your mind. Listen to... You're right there. I mean, he's by your side. He's whispering to your ear. He's asking a bit more one-on-one time with him, if you will. Can you relate to that?
Oh, yes. I didn't know it was a male. You see, I want to see how you see.
Honey, it took me time. Clairvoyant come at the end once the gift or the sixth sense is really sharpening. So you're going to sense him first, you're going to hear him, and then you're going to see him. But are you meditating kind of a by the way throughout the day?
No, I meditate. I try to. My goal is twice a day, but most of the time is once in every morning. or yeah?
It's not super effective, dear. Your meditation is not really effective. So perhaps use guided meditation. He's right there speaking to you, expressing his love. Try guided meditation. Try music. That's a great lifter. Lift your spirit up above earth, if you will, but he would like a little bit more simplicity. So write it down and observe what he's talking about, because he's really anxious for you to hear him. But you're doing wonderfully, specifically since the beginning of 2012. Is that when you started to awaken, if you will?
It's been recent. Yes, it's been recent.
Okay, it's really, it's going rapidly, so don't give up, Angela. It's all about persistency. If I wasn't consistent and I wouldn't become what I, wouldn't be a medium, really. So continue to do it. You have a super powerful guide, very lovely, very kind, meaning he's mentioning my name, which is a great honor for me as a medium. And he's like, I'm right there. So sharpen your meditation skills. Perhaps take a class. I mean, there's wonderful spiritual teachers out there that teach more and more ways to meditate in specific. But you're in the right path, dear. You really are.
Great. I thank you so much.
Thank you, Angela. Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Angela.
Oh, good call. Thanks, Angela.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take our break a little bit late. And then if you're still on the phone, hang in. We will get to you after this brief break. Stay with us. We're talking to Mickey Jacobs this morning on Manson Mitchell, and you're listening to Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Staying connected with Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell is easy. Just go to mansonmitchell.com for the latest info on topics and guests. Sign up for early notice about future shows on a spam-free listserv. Friend Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell on their Facebook pages and like the Manson Mitchell Show page at facebook.com/Mance and Mitchell. If you're on Twitter, share a follow with Gary and Suzanne at Mance Mitchell. Join Gary and Suzanne Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. for an unusual show that covers everything from personal growth to the paranormal.
Here's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act. The amazing, the thrilling, the greatest, spectacular, incredible, exciting, wonderful, world fame, most unusual novelty act.
The home of the A-Team of Alternative Talk is mansonmitchell.com. Heard right here on Alternative Talk 1150 AM or streaming live from your computer anywhere.
The Emerald Spiral Expo is coming up Saturday, March 30, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Kent Commons at 4th and James Street in Kent, Washington. Free entry, free parking, free speakers. The oldest continuing running psychic fair in Washington State is the Emerald Spiral Expo, with the best readers, healers, and vendors providing intuitive and healing services, as well as a wide variety of metaphysical tools such as stones, crystals, jewelry, books, clothing, health products, and much more. The Emerald Spiral Cafe offers a wide variety of freshly made breakfast and lunch options. Go there and have a drink, snack, sandwiches, salad, or dessert. And door prizes will be announced every hour for lucky attendees. Featured among a group of great speakers this year is astrologer Carol Barbeau. Hear what you can expect in your life for the rest of 2013. Be there Saturday, March 30, for a day of fun and enlightenment. For more information, call 206-508-1270. That's 206-508-1270. Manson Mitchell welcome Ina Segal on Friday morning to reveal the secret language of your body.
And on Saturday morning, Lindsay Paul offers intuitive insights and a travelogue of spirit based on her mystical trip to India.
Then Peter Davenport talks about the trends he's hearing about as director of the National UFO Center.
Mind, body, and otherworldly conversation. Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10, right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
The new mainstream of talk radio. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Well, the clock says it's time to close now.
be going soon enough. But before we do, we're going to wrap things up with Mickey Jacobs. Great medium, great healer, great teacher, great intuitive, and it's great of her to take some phone calls here. We have one more we're going to get to. Before we do that, though, Mickey, I did want to throw a curve at you. This one's coming from left field. I had a conversation via Facebook this week with somebody that thought I might want to take this up with you, and so I will. What is your understanding, Mickey, about the parameters, about the limits of whether or not we have a say in when we die? And I ask this particularly because I've gotten involved in a few debates over the years with people who seem to think that, for example, assisted suicide is okay if you're less than 6 months, in the doctor's opinion, from passing away, you have a terminal illness, and you don't care to set the record for human suffering. And so maybe you want assistance in order to just check out when you can be still in control. Is that the kind of suicide versus blowing your brains out over a lost love, for example, that would be okay with the greater forces of life in the spirit world?
Got it. So again, let me try to kind of sum it up in a simple way. Remember, we give the perspective of the soul. Assisted suicide is perfectly okay when you realize that the brain is irreversible and there's a coma and there's no any chance after you found everything and anything, after you did everything and anything, to make sure that you gave the soul the opportunity to be here until it's supposed to be here. The 21st century machines can prolong the life. When you prolong the life, once it's irreversible, meaning the body is done, the soul is still stuck. The way I see it, because I go to hospitals and consult people that ready to cross over, the soul is, or rather the rest of the energy of the soul, if you remember what we said, is outside the body, right there near the bed. It's unable to cross over to the spirit world. So is it okay to disconnect the machine? Of course it's okay to disconnect the machine. It's okay to help once you know it's done. Blowing your brain out, this is the ego, the personality led to giving up on the incarnation. There is nothing more disappointed to our soul than to cross over prematurely because of the personality. Because when we are able to view the life, which that's what it's called, life review, we're able to see that things would have got better. Things always will get better. They'll go up, they'll go down, but they will get better. So suicide, meaning killing yourself, it's really completely different than assisted suicide. So is assisted suicide good? Every time, 10 out of 10 times, when I channel a soul over the years that the loved one, whether assist them to disconnect the machine or whatever, was grateful. And as
that was,
go on, Gary, sorry.
This is Suzanne. I was going to say that's a great distinction that you just made between those two things. So I wanted to thank you for that explanation and that perspective on it.
Oh,
before
certainly.
Before we end this hour, we do have one more caller, and we want to get that in. And that is Beth, who is calling from Seattle. So, Beth, say hi to Mickey Jacobs, and do you have a quick question for her?
Hi, Nikki. It's great to speak with you. I have some wonderful things that are opening up for me, and a lot of it is just learning about our spiritual guides, and I've been tuned into them recently and talking to them, and I've got some job wants and changes going on here in the near future that I've applied for and I'm working towards, and I just wondered what you see with that.
Yeah, your guide is very anxious to talk, just walking around the room here all excited. Are you a good writer, Beth?
Am I a good writer?
Yes.
No, I would not say I'm a good writer.
Why is he asking you to use automatic writing, or rather document what they're telling you? Usually when the automatic writing is a big word, but it's very simple. Usually when they ask someone, write down, it's someone that easy for them to express through writing. Writer doesn't necessarily have to be a book, but express through writing. So write down everything. I don't know if you forget what he's telling you, ask the thing, what your team are there. So write things down, Beth. Really important. He's automatic writing. Again, go online, go take a course or whatever it is as to automatic writing. But it's very simple. You take a notebook and a book and a pen and you allow them to go to you to the paper. He's very anxious about it, as if he's, they are giving you messages and you remember some and some you don't.
That's interesting, because I do find, to help my memory, I do have to write things down, and I have been writing things down on the different callers previous to me.
That's what I meant by a writer, because people say, I don't write books. Apparently, it's helpful to you. So he's asking
yes.
you to do that when you are listening to them.
Wonderful.
And you need to drink more water, Beth.
Drink more water?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, your body is a little bit dry, so just drink a little bit more water and flush the body a little bit more. That's coming from your guardian angel. Don't know, but just drink a little bit more water. Whatever you drink, double it.
Whatever I drink what?
Whatever you drink water, whatever amount, double it.
Okay. Okay.
That doesn't apply if we're talking about Jack Daniels or beer or something, right?
Water.
Oh, that's always a killjoy. Okay, water. Yes, I try to drink water, but I know I need to drink more. I drink quite a bit, but I will double it.
Excellent. You're quite delightful, Beth. I have to tell you, you're quite delightful, dear.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We went to something recently where I was told that my birth year and this year are 11s, and everything keeps coming up 11s. When I turned on the station today and I called my friend, I said, you have to listen to this. It was 11-11 on the radio, and it was just, I'm having lots of 11s.
Lovely, Beth. Be well, dear. Be well.
Well, Beth,
thank you
I like
so much.
Your voice, too. You sound good on the radio, Beth, and we have these people on giving readings again. Call us up again. We'd like to hear more about what's going on in your life.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Yeah, thank you for
excellent.
Listening. And thank That's... you for calling today, too, Beth.
Thank you for being on the other side. That's wonderful.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you for
all
your
right.
knowledge, and I'm really excited about you being here and sharing all this. It's wonderful.
Thank you very
great.
Much.
Oh,
dear.
Great. Thank you.
We are, too. Thanks to Beth. And thank you, Mickey, for taking those calls. It's great when you share those insights. And you get into the physical with people sometimes. You told me to drink more water before. And
yeah,
sometimes I forget,
water
but it seems valuable.
Medicine, Gary, it's super important to us. So they're very careful as to make sure that we need to flush the body with water, yeah.
Do you think they're, from your standpoint, talking with the guides on the other side and dealing with so many people and being to a degree a medical intuitive, do you think that from the standpoint of universal wisdom, it can be the archangels or doctors who crossed over, nutritionists, you name it, do you think it's better for a human being to avoid meat and be a vegetarian or a vegan, or does meat have its place? What do you think?
Unfortunately, specifically me being such a great animal lover, meat have its own negative energy at the moment because the way that human beings treat animals. So that's why in reading, usually the guardian angels say stick to earthly food, meaning fruit and vegetable, a little bit more protein, perhaps chicken and fish, but a little bit. So it does have its negative energy at the moment, which he kind of said to me when it's come to animals, but yes, it does. So if you really like it, have it once every couple of weeks and just try more to stick with Mother Earth food, which is, of course, vegetables and that sort of thing, yeah.
Nikki, if people want to connect with you online, find out where you're going to be in what cities when and get in touch with you, how can they do that?
The MickeyJacobs.com has everything. It's really great to subscribe to my newsletter because I send, of course, up, you know, the event and the radio shows or whatnot and my angel chat, which is the weekly lessons. So that's a great way to follow me. So you can use the icon on the website, but basically everything is there.
And Mickey Jacobs is MickeyJacobs, MickeyJacobs.com. So find her there.
Also, I like the way that you've made good use of YouTube because that's such a great resource. That's a little modern miracle. And you have created these bite-sized videos so that people can treat them as individual lessons and skip around back and forth. Maybe they don't have to go in a necessarily orderly sequence. If, for example, if they want to know about meditation, they can go straight to that and learn about that and save the other stuff for later, in other words.
That's right. And I get such a wonderful feedback on that angel chat. So I'm happy, my team happy, everyone's happy.
Very good. And we're happy that you joined us today. Thank you so much for spending an hour with us. We are looking forward already to having you back the next time.
Really good times, Mickey.
And thank you, Suzanne. Greatly appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Mickey Jacobs, everybody. We'll definitely have her back. I like this idea of working with a team and getting to know them. I remember talking to a psychic one time in West Seattle, and she said, did you know that you have an old Scottish soldier who's looking out for you? And I said, really? A military influence? I didn't know. Get to know your team members. They're there for you, and they're here for you.
And we're here for you.
Especially starting next Friday. That's the next time we'll run into each other. Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific for the next edition of Manson Mitchell. Until then, have yourself a wonderful weekend, everybody. And of course, put in your dues as a good listener of KKNW Alternative Talk 1150.